Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Yud, and we are two lines from the top of Daf Yud Amir Aleph, Rav Ada Karchino Kamei de Rav Kahana Omar Mishmei de Rava. Today's daf is being learned as a schus refuah shalema for Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Elazar Lipa Shalom ben Feiga Rachel, Sarah Nechama bas Rus Malka, Baruch ben Rachel, Malka Miriam bas Esther, Michael ben Chaya Feiga, and Esther Kreindel bas Devorah. So we're in the middle of a sugya. Specifically, the first sugya of the Masechta, which deals with the halacha that an erva or a tzaras erva or a tzaras erva that falls liyibum, there's no chalitza and there's no yibum. And the Mishnah mentioned 15 examples of arayos that can fall liyibum where the halacha of the Mishnah would apply. And the Gemara says on Daf Tes Amid Aleph, Amalei Levi L'Rebbe. Levi asked Rebbe a question. Why is it only Chamesh Esrei Noshim? Why are there only 15 Arayas that are Pater Min HaChalitza Min HaYibam and have the Halacha that they Pater the Tzara and the Tzara Sara? Listeni Tezayin. There should have been a 16th Erva. Meaning Levi felt there was one Erva that could have been mentioned in the Mishnah that was not mentioned. What was that Erva? It was the Erva of Anusas Aviv. The Mishnah should have mentioned that in the event that Reuven is married to Shimon's mother, however, the relationship between Reuven's father, who's also Shimon's father, and Shimon's mother was not that they were ever married, but rather the father was Ma'anes, Shimon's mother, then Reuven married her, Reuven died, L'chura, the halacha is that being that this woman is Shimon's mother, Imai, she's an erva, and you would have the halachas of the Mishnah. So Levi asked Rebbe that why is it Chamesh Esrei Nashim, Listni Tezayin, there's a 16th erva that could have been mentioned in the Mishnah, and that's the Mishnah of Anusas Aviv. And when Rebbe heard this question, instead of saying, Geshmak Akasha, or instead of simply answering the question, Rebbe reacted. He said, from the way you're asking this question, it sounds like, literally, you have no seichel. And the Gemara went on a long discussion, we've seen only the first part of it, to try to understand why Rebbe reacted so viscerally to this question that Levi asked. In fact, at first glance, it would seem to be a very good question. And not only did Rebbe not like the question, but so the Gemara said, first attempt, that maybe the reason Rebbe didn't like this question is because at the end of the day, the only way it's possible to have a case that Reuven would be married to Shimon's mother, where the father was Ma'anes, the mother, so that it was through the Anusa that Shimon was born, is according to the Chachamim, that hold Noisei Adam Anusas Aviv. However, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds that a man's not allowed to marry Anusas Aviv, so it would be impossible for Reuven to be married to this woman, because this woman, who's Shimon's mother, is a woman that his own father was Ma'anes, thus she's Anusas Aviv. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Adam Noisei Anusas Aviv. So says the Gemara, you want to know why Rebbe didn't like the question? It's because Rebbe held that to mention an erva that's beplukta, that's really tolling a machlokes tanoim, a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, is not something that he wanted to do. So all 15 arayas that were mentioned in the Mishnah is arayas that everybody, every single Tana in the entire Shas agrees with. There's one that Enochanami could work according to some shittas, but it wouldn't work according to all shittas. Thus, it's tolling a machlokes ubepukta loikamayri. And then the Gemara got fun. Says the Gemara, is that true? Ubeplukta loikamayri? You tell me that every single erva that's mentioned in the Mishnah is an erva aliba de kuli alma? It's not true. Why is it not true? Because Rav Chiya taught something in a brisa, and from Rav Chiya taught in the brisa, it's clear that he learned our Mishnah daf beis afilu beplukta. So what was Rav Chiya's brisa? So we'll have to recap it very, very briefly. It takes us to the Mishnah in the beginning of Perek Arba Achim, where the Mishnah discusses there were four brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. Two of the brothers, Reuven and Shimon, were married to sisters. Reuven and Shimon both died, so now the two sisters fell Yibum to Levi and Yehuda. The halacha is that Levi and Yehuda are not allowed to do Yibum with any one of the sisters. The reason is because there's a halacha of Zika, specifically Achoisku Kasai. Thus, Midrabanan, Shlevi and Yehuda cannot do Yibum with any of the two Yevamas. What do? They do Chalitza. And that's the halacha in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says because of Achoy Skuka, the two Yevams, Levi and Yehuda, are going to do Chalitza. They're not going to do Yibum. Stating that, the Mishnah said, what would be if one of the sisters was an erva to one of the brothers? So then the halacha is that brother would be able to do Yibum with the other sister. Why? Because now the other sister is not Achoy Skukasai. It's because the erva doesn't fall Yibum. If she doesn't fall Yibum, there's no Zika, which means that her sister, the other Yevama, is not Achoyis Kukase. Said the Mishnah, what would be if, again, four brothers, two brothers were married to sisters, they died, and now the two Yevamas fall to two brothers, where one of the Yevamas was an erva to one of the brothers, and the other Yevama was an erva to the other brother. Says the Mishnah, in that case, each one of the Yevamin would be able to do Yibum to the other sister. Meaning, they can't be Miyabim the one that's an erva, but they'd be able to be Miyabim the other one. In fact, the Mishnah says that that's what the Mishnah meant. An earlier Mishnah. A Mishnah in the second parak, on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, when it said, it was referring to this exact case, where you have two sisters that fall Yibum, one of the sisters is an erva, then Achoysa, the erva's sister, if you want to do Yibum, you could do Yibum. You want to do Chalitza, you'd be able to do Chalitza. But the punchline of this whole Mishnah that we need is that the Mishnah said that in the event that the two sisters that are falling the Yibum were also ervas to the two brothers, one was an erva to one and the other was an erva to the other, same erva, then the halacha would be that Muteris Lazeh, Asru Lazeh, and Asru Lazeh, Muteris Lazeh, meaning each one of the brothers would be able to be Miyabim, the other Yevama, there would be no problem with Achoyis Kukasa. So far, so good. Enter Rebchiah. Rebchiah, who was a Talmud Muvik of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, said that when the Mishnah said that in the event that these two Yevamas, these two sisters, were also Ervas to the two brothers, Bekulon Ani Koy Rebem, it's true for all 15 Arayas mentioned in the Mishnah. And the truth is, it was Machloikis Amiram, whether he really meant all 15. Machloikis Abaya, and Rav Safra, and other Amiram, but Rav Safra, anyways, held that it's true for all 15 Arayas. All 15 Arayas of the Mishnah, you can say that in the event that there were two sisters, and one was an erva to one was an erva to one, which erva? Bitoi, Basbitoi, Basbina, Basishtoi, Basbina, Basbina. Go through all 15 Arayas. It's going to work. Frank the Gemara, that the truth is that it works for all 15. However, there's one Knech. Eishas actually Hoyoba Ilamai only works according to Reb Shimon, who says that if the brother was born after the Yibum, then there's no Eishas Ach Shalai Hoya Ba'ilamai. However, if you hold like the Chachamim, that even in that case, it's going to be Eishas Ach Shalai Hoya Ba'ilamai, there's no way to make that Mishnah work. Why? That was yesterday's daf. That we're not chazering. Ayin Shah. But that's something that the Gemara came and said factually, that it only works according to Reb Shimon. Now, if Rav Chiya said that Bekulon Ani Koyer Bahem, you can plug and play the entire Mishnah on that base into the Mishnah later in the beginning of Perek Arba Achin, and one of them is Eishas Ach Shloi Ba'ilamai, and Eishas Ach Shloi Ba'ilamai only works according to Rav Shimon, that means he's learning the Mishnah as Eishas Ach Shloi Ba'ilamai Alibet Rav Shimon. So, how could you tell me? How could it be that the reason Rebbe reacted the way he did to Levi's kasha, when Levi asked what seemed to be a nice kishmak kasha, the why did the Mishnah mention the 16th erva, mention Anusas Aviv? And the reason was, says the Gemara, because he held all dosses beplukta, u beplukta loy kamairi. It's not true. You see beplukta kamairi. Eishas ach shlo yoy boy lama is beplukta kamairi. What are you going to tell me? No, Eishas ach shlo yoy boy lama is true according to everybody. It's just the machloik is when you say Eishas ach shlo yoy boy lama. That's true. But the way Reb Chiya applied the Mishnah that base to the Mishnah Perek Arba Achin, clearly he was learning the Mishnah Dafka Libet Reb Shimon. So you see, it's Beplukta Kamairi. So if it's Beplukta Kamairi, it's Beplukta Kamairi. What's the Gemara's Kasha? And the Gemara answered, and this was really the first teretz of the Gemara, Ela the Rebbe Hani Klali Lasley. Who says Rebbe agrees with everything that Reb Chiya said? It was Reb Chiya Shtikl Taira. And you're right, Reb Chiya was applying the Mishnah to the Mishnah in Arba Achin, and the way he applied the Mishnah, it would mean that Eishas Ach Shloi Ba'i Lamai only works a Libet Reb Shimon, but no one says that Rebbe ever agreed with this. Rebbe's not the one who said it. Reb Chiya is the one that said it. Had Rebbe said it, so it would be Rebbe L'shitaso is Beplukta Kamairi. But Reb Chiya said it. A Talmud of Rebbe, Abinish Rebbe. And because Rebbe himself didn't say it, Rebbe's not Meshubet to this whole Shtekel Torah. So Rebbe, Kishala Atzmai, told Levi, Kimadum Elisha, Inlamach, Bekakadik, why are you getting involved in Beplukta? Aye, what do you mean, Reb Chiya did? That was Reb Chiya. This is Rebbe. Who said Rebbe holds of that whole cloud? Rebbe's never the one, it's not the one that made the statement, and therefore it's not a kasha. That is the first explanation for why Rebbe did not like the question that Levi asked. It's because it's beplukta. It's telling the machloikas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim who beplukta loikamayri. Next teretz of Ado Karchina, kamei the Rav Kahana, mishmei the Rav. Rav Ado Karchina said in the presence of Rav Kahana, and he said in the name of the great Amora Rav. He said loyla mislay the Rabbi Hani Klali. Loyla, I'll tell you that Rabbi maybe did hold of this call. Meaning he agreed. He would have said exactly what Rav Chiya said, and that is that all of the 15 arayos mentioned in our Mishnah could be applied to the Mishnah in the beginning of Perek Arba Achim. Now, if that's the case, then you see Beplukta Kamairi. So if you see Beplukta Kamairi, so why did Rebbe have a problem with Levi's question? Why didn't the Mishnah mention Anus HaSavet? Because it's Beplukta, it's Talin HaMachloikis, Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim. The Mishnah mentioned Eishasach Shlei Hoya Bailamai, which is also Talina Machloikis, Reb Shimon and the Chachamim. So the Gemara says, you want to know why Rebbe had a question? It's precisely, this is a 180, it's precisely because if he held of the klal. It's because he held of the klal, the Hachi Kamale. He held that Imay Anus HaSaviv, the case of Imay Anus HaSaviv, Bechada Mishkach HaSla, Betarti Loi Mishkach HaSla. It would be possible in one of the two scenarios in the Mishnah Perek Arba Achim, but it wouldn't be possible in both of the scenarios in Perek Arba Achim. In other words, we're doing an about face. Rebbe held the Reb Chiya's klal. He held that all the arayos mentioned in the Mishnah have to be able to be applied to the Mishnah in the beginning, get Perek Arba Achim. Because he held of the klal, that's why Rebbe could not include Anus HaSaviv. Because Anus HaSaviv, in contrast to the other 15 arayos that Rashi goes through in great detail on Daf Tes Amud Beis, could not be applied to that Mishnah over there. Because it would be impossible to have two brothers that are married to two sisters, where the two sisters are also arayis to the two other brothers, the two Yevamim, where the nature of the erva is imai, where one of the sisters is one of the brother's mother, and the other sister is the other brother's mother, albeit through Anus HaSaviv. It would be impossible. In fact, it's possible to have two brothers married to two sisters, that is half of Yevamis. And it's also possible for there to be two women that fall the Yibam to two brothers, where the two women are Ervas, and the Erva is Imai, where one is one's mother, one is the other mother. That's also possible. But for them to be sisters, it's not going to be possible. The reason it's not going to be possible, because it's going to come out that each one of the two brothers that died, Reuven and Shimon, would have married their mother's sister. Right? That's what would have happened. Because each one of these two brothers are sisters and are married to sisters, and the sisters are the two brothers' mother, and as a result, you can end up with a problem with Achay Simay, and Achay Simay is not something that's possible. So if you want to have a situation where two sisters fell, that's possible, but where the two sisters are going to be arayis to the two brothers that are alive, that's not possible. Because again, you have two sisters that are falling to the two brothers. The issue is not on the Reuven and Shimon end. The issue is on the Levi and Yehuda end. Because if these two women, one is one person's mother, and the other one's the other person's mother, and they're sisters, so what does that mean? Just put it on a piece of paper. It's very simple. That means one is married to one's mother's sister, and the other's mother's sister. That's not a possibility. So says the Gemara that it's for that reason. It's davka because Rebbe held that all that Rais mentioned in the Mishnah have to stem with the Mishnah in Arba Achim, that it wasn't possible for us to mention Anus HaSavet. Let's see an insight. Says the Gemara that being that Imay Anus HaSavet Bechad HaMishkach HaSavet Haitu LaMishkach HaSavet. Why? Because Yaakov Beis Achayis Anas, in the event that Yaakov was Ma'anis two sisters, right? Because they're both Anus HaSaviv. So he was Ma'anis, these two sisters. So then Achoysa Sheyevim to Mishkach HaSla, that would be possible. Abasur Lezem Muteres Lezem Le Mishkach HaSla. V'i Beis Nachriyos Anas. And if the women that he was Ma'anis were two Nashim Nachriyos, they're not sisters, then Asur Lezem Muteres Lezem Mishkach HaSla, it's possible that one would be an Erev to one and the other would be an Erev to the other. Abachoysa Sheyevim to Le Mishkach HaSla. But for it to be Achoysa Sheyevim to, that wouldn't be possible. It's impossible for both of those two things to be the true. As for that reason, it's Tafka for that reason, it wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah. Rav Ashi says a third teretz. He says, Lo'ilam leslay the Rebbe Hani Kloli. Lo'ilam, I'll tell you, Rebbe did not hold of the klal of Rav Chiya. Okay, if he didn't hold of the klal of Rabbi Chiya, he doesn't need the rice in the Mishnah to be able to shnim with the Mishnah in Perek Arba Achim. So that knocks out the second tirus of the Gemara. You can't tell me the reason he didn't want Anusa Zavim mentioned in the Mishnah is because it's not going to be able to be applied to the Mishnah in Arba Achim because Leilam Lesli Hani Klali Ube Plukto Kamairi. And he has no problem mentioning things that are Tali B'machloikis. That knocks out the first tirus of the Gemara. Can't tell me the reason we didn't mention Anusa Zavim is because it's Tali B'machloikis Rabbi in the Chachamim because he has no problem with that. Okay, so Mike Meduma Anisha Ein Lemoich Bekat Kater. So why did Rebbe have a problem with Levi's Kasha? The Kamerle, why did he say that? Hachi Kamerle, my time, Eloi Dikas Masnisen. He held, and this is why he said it the way he said it, so sharp. Ki Meduma Anisha Ein Lemoich Bekat Kater, because he turned to Levi, he says, Levi, I understand, you didn't learn the next Mishnah? Why don't you learn the next Mishnah? What state in the next Mishnah? It's Mavur, the Masis Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, the Aseb Anusa Zavim, who holds that a person is not allowed to marry Anusa Zavim. Because it says in the next Mishnah, there are six Arayas that are more Chamur than the 15 Arayas mentioned in our Mishnah, and because these Arayas can never be married to a person's brother, they could only be married to a stranger. Because even though there's halach of tzaras erva, but tzaras erva is only b'makom mitzvah, it's not shaloi b'makom mitzvah, as we saw so prominently on Daf Ches, and it's for that reason, says the Mishnah, these other arayas can't be mentioned. In other words, let's just speak this out again. The Mishnah mentioned 15 arayas. These are not the only 15 arayas in the Torah, right? If someone says, how many arayas are there? Oh, chamesh esrei noshim. No, that's kimedum alisha ein loy mech pikat kadai. That's exactly what Rebbe was saying. You have to learn the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah mentions another six. There's really, and just here alone, we have 21 arayas. So there's for sure another six. So how come those six weren't mentioned in our Mishnah? How come they were mentioned only over there? It's because what's unique about the 15 arayas in our Mishnah is these are 15 arayas where it's possible that they should be married to a person's brother. Where Reuven and Shimon are brothers, where Reuven would be able to be married to Shimon's erva. Most cases, or in many cases, it won't even be possible. So because it won't be possible in many cases, so there are many arayos that can't be mentioned in our Mishnah. The next Mishnah mentions six such examples. Again, what are the examples? Imoy. Person's mother. Ve'eshnes aviv. Ve'achos aviv. Now, so the Gemara says, my imoy. What did imoy mean? Ilei minasuas aviv. Does imoy minasuas aviv? Meaning, in the event that somebody is married to someone else's mother. So that's not possible to have in the case of Yibam, because Reuven can't be married to Shimon's mother. Why? Because if it's Shimon's mother, then it's either Reuven's mother, or even if it's not Reuven's mother, it's Reuven's father's wife, which is a problem. But if that's what Imoy means, then Hainu Eishas Aviv. The Mishnah already mentioned Eishas Aviv. The Mishnah mentions Imoy, and then the Mishnah mentions Eishas Aviv. If Imoy is Nesuas Aviv, that means it's Eishas Aviv. Eishas Aviv is mentioned as an independent derva. Elo lav Anusas Aviv. Must be it's Anusas Aviv, right? Obviously. What's Imoy and Eishas Aviv? If Imoy is where it's Eishas Aviv, so then it's included in Eishas Aviv. So what's Imoy? Imoy must mean where they're not married. Imoy must mean when it's Anusas Aviv. So what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah mentioned Anusas Aviv. It mentioned it in the next Mishnah. V'ktanu neshein nesuyas l'acherim. L'acherim l'achin loy. That it's only possible for Anusas Aviv to be married to an acher. It's not possible for Anusas Aviv to be married to a brother. And that's why it's not mentioned in the Mishnah on Daf Beis. That's why it's mentioned in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel. So Anusas Aviv, Levi's Chap. He said, how come the Mishnah didn't mention Anusas Aviv? Let's slow down. It was mentioned. It was actually mentioned in the next Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, Man Shamalei Disley Hai Svaru, who is the Tana that holds that Anusas Aviv can't be married to a person's brother? Meaning, who's the one that holds a person's not let him marry Anusas Aviv? It's Rabbi Yehuda, the Aseb Anusas Aviv. Mishum Hachi, Loi Tani Lei. That's why it wasn't mentioned in our Mishnah. And that's why Rebbe reacted the way he reacted. He said, Kimuduma Anisha Inlai Moich Bekad Kadai. He said, because Levi, I don't understand. You didn't learn the next Mishnah? The next Mishnah mentions Anusas Aviv. Now, it never said the words Anusas Aviv. Had it said the words Anusas Aviv, there's no way Levi would have asked this question. But it said Imoy, and then it said Eishas Aviv, which implies that Imoy is not Eishas Aviv. So what's an Imoy that's not Eishas Aviv? It must be, it's an Anusas Aviv. So you have a case where Anusas Aviv just fell Yibum. And the Mishnah mentions it can't fall Yibum. And that's really why it's in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel. That's why it's not in the Mishnah on Daf Beis. So Levi asked the Kasha, how can the Mishnah on Daf Beis didn't mention Anusas Aviv? That was Rebbe's Taino. You want to know why he didn't mention it? That's the answer. The reason Rebbe said what he said, it's not because of Beplukto Loi Kamairi. It's not because Rebbe held of the Klal and Arba Achin and Anusas Aviv is not going to fit with that Klal. It's more Pashit. The reason he said it was is because it's clear that the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, and the Tana of the Mishnah if it's Rabbi Yehuda holds that a person is not allowed to marry Anusas Aviv, so Reuven can't marry Imay Anusas Aviv Shel Shimon, and if that's the case, it's not possible for it to fall a Yibum. In fact, it's Mefurish in a Mishnah and Daf Yigimel, which is why Rebbe said what he said, Kimadumali, Shein Limaych B'Kakadoy, and that's the Teretz. Says the Gemara, Amali Ravina L'Ravashi. We're not finished. Ravina told Ravashi, the Rabbi Huda Nami Mishkachasla. Why is it true? Meaning, this is really a Kasha on the Mishnah and Daf Yigimel. Why is it true that Imay Anusas Aviv is not possible according to Rabbi Huda? The reason, presumably, it's not possible is because. How's it, if a person is not allowed to marry Anusas Aviv, so Reuven was not allowed to marry this woman, if he wasn't allowed to marry her, so the case of Yibum is never going to happen. But said Ravina, just because he wasn't allowed to marry her, doesn't mean he didn't marry her. And if he marries her, doesn't mean the Kedushin's not Chal. So if that's the case, then it would be Shayach Yibum. In other words, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, Mishkachas lo di'i avar v'nosav, in the event that he went ahead and he married her, meaning, because even though Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's an erva called Anusas Aviv, this is important, but he holds that Anusas Aviv is not a Chayvei Krisis. All it is a Chayvei Lavin. And because all it is a Chayvei Lavin, and Kedushin is Toifes b'Chayvei Lavin, in the event that a person would violate the Isser, Rabbi Yehuda's Isser, that one's not allowed to marry Anusas Aviv, he would get Malkus, but the Kedushin would be chal. So if the kedushin would be chal, that means they're married. If they're married, if he dies, she falls liyibum. So what's this whole problem? Really, it's a kasha on the beginning of the sugya. It's a kasha on the end of the sugya. For some reason, we're saying you can't say imay anusas aviv because imay anusas aviv is not going to work according to Rabbi Yehuda. Why not? It will work according to Rabbi Yehuda. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's possible in the event that Reuven married anusas aviv. He wasn't supposed to enochanami, but it's very important to know the halacha. And it's important to know that at the end of the day, being that this woman, Reuven's anusas aviv, is Shimon's mother, so if she falls liyibum, the Shimon, she's going to be an erva. She's going to pater a tzar and tzar a tzar at tzlefahilom. So again, it's a kasha both on the first teretz of the Gemara that the reason we didn't mention anusas aviv is because it's totally the machlokes of the chachamim. No, it's not. The machlokes of the chachamim is whether you're allowed to do it, but certainly b'di'eved, if you do it, it's going to be okay. And it's a kash on the third teretz of the Gemara. Third teretz of the Gemara is oh no, the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, and because the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, we can't mention it. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, we can mention it. And for the Gemara, the Eloi Katani, being that the only way it would work according to Rabbi Yehuda is the E, if the person went ahead and he violated, he did something he wasn't allowed to do, he married a woman that he wasn't allowed to marry. So you want to tell me a halacha that's negay, a person that married a woman that he's not allowed to marry? Chas v'shalom, we're not talking about such a woman. It's a de'i and the E loy katani. I'm the Rav Ashi Rav Kahana. Rav Ashi told Rav Kahana, beloy de'i nami mishkachas lo. It's actually possible even without a de'i. How so? Another Yevamos case. Yaakov Onas Kalase. What would be if Yaakov was Ma'anes, his daughter-in-law, v'hoiled mimenu ben, and gave birth to a son, umeis Reuven. Reuven was Yaakov's son, whose wife was the daughter-in-law, that Yaakov was Ma'anes. So Reuven then dies, b'loy banim, without any children, v'nafla kamibra. So that now this kalosoi, who's Yaakov's daughter-in-law, who's Reuven's wife, who's also Shimon's mother, who's also Anusas Aviv, because Yaakov was Ma'anes, his daughter-in-law, that's when Shimon was born, is Mechayra not going to be able to follow Yibum. Umiyu de'iyu Asira, and being that she's Aser, Tzarasa Nami Asira, her Tzara is also going to be Aser. Meaning, the classic case of Anusas Aviv is where Reuven marries a woman that his father was Ma'anes, which according to Rabbi Yehuda is something he's not allowed to do. Lo yigala k'naf aviv. It's a lo yisaseh. So the only way it's possible in Yevamos to have a situation where that kind of marriage is going to lead to Yibum is the E, and you can tell me the E lo yikatani. But that doesn't have to be the case. There could be a case where Reuven was married to his wife, and then Yaakov came, the Shver, and he was Ma'anes' daughter-in-law. So that now Reuven is married to, and by the way, had a child through that. The child was Shimon. So it comes out Reuven is married to his brother's wife that's also Anusas Aviv. And he never did anything wrong. He didn't marry her when it was Anusas Aviv. What happened was Yaakov was Ma'anes her. Now they're allowed to stay married, they're not allowed to stay married. Is irrelevant to the story. Reuven died 5 minutes later. So if he's not alive anymore, so now all of a sudden this woman falls, Liyibum, to Shimon. And now you have a case of Imay Anusa Sovev where no one did anything wrong. So why are you telling me, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Mukhrach, that the only way it would be possible, Imay Anusa Sovev, is the Iyun of the Eloi Katani? It's not true. It doesn't have to be that. Because it's possible, like the Gemara laid out a case where that's not going to be the case. Amalei, so he told him, I hear, that's true. It's true. You found the case of Imay Anusa Sovev, that falls Yibam, where no one did anything wrong. Yaakov was Ma'anas Kalasa. But at the same time, the man that died, Reuven, didn't do anything wrong. But at the same time, how did Reuven and Shimon become brothers? They became brothers through this Maises Nos. So the Mishnah is talking about brothers that became brothers in a regular way. The Mishnah is not talking about cases where brothers became brothers through such a situation, and it's for that reason, a good reason, why the Mishnah wouldn't mention it. But the bottom line is, what was Levi's Kasha? Why did the Mishnah mention Chamesh Asin Roshan Pachos Arisayim Vesarisayim Vesarisayim Vesarisayim? It should have been 16. What's the 16? Imayan Yusayis Aviv, where Shimon's mother falls liyibum. How was Reuven allowed to be married to Shimon's mother? Because it wasn't Reuven's mother, it wasn't Reuven's father's wife, it was just Anusas Aviv. And the Chachamim hold, nice the other, Anusas Aviv. So you have a chetim, so where Reuven was able to be married to Shimon's mother, if Reuven dies below Banim, so now she falls liyibum, so you have that lach of the Mishnah. That was the Gemara's Kasha. Rebbe heard the Kasha, he said, the Gemara wasn't sure why, and the Gemara said three pshatim. The first pshat in the Gemara is because at the end of the day, this case is totally machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, and beplukta loy kamayre. The second teretz of the Gemara is because Rebbe held of Rabbi Chiya's klal that all the arayos mentioned in our Mishnah have to be able to be plugged into the Mishnah in the beginning of Perek Arba Achin, and all 15 can. Anus HaSavav can't. And because it can't, that's dafka why Anus HaSavav wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah. The third teretz of the Gemara said that the reason that we didn't mention in our Mishnah the case of Anus HaSavav is because our Mishnah is Lehedir Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that a person's not allowed to marry Anus HaSavav. How do you know our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda? Mechteisa. What do you see in our Mishnah, the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda? You don't see it in this Mishnah, but you see it in the Mishnah of Yigimel Amanav. So we know the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, and you'll tell me, so what is Rabbi Yehuda? It's still possible. The E like Katani. Because the E like Katani, that's why the Mishnah didn't mention Anus HaSavav. So the bottom line is Levi asked Rabbi a question, and Rabbi clearly did not like the question, says the Gemara, stating that we have a postscript, a very light postscript to this very intense Amud Aleph, and that is, even though Rebbe did not like Levi's question, he held that Yimay Anus HaSavav should not be mentioned in the Mishnah. Oh, but when Levi himself sat down and he wrote his own Mishnah and his own Braisa, Rashi, he gia the Hoysifa li'imay Anus HaSavav b'mishnasa. Levi's Mishnah, what was this? Levi had his own Mishnah? But Levi's Mishnah did have in it Imay Anus HaSavav. How do you know that? The Tani Levi, because this is what Levi's Mishnah said. Imay, a mother, pa'amim peiteres sarasa, upa'amim enem peiteres sarasa. Sometimes she pates a tzara, sometimes she doesn't pater a tzara. Okay, so what does that mean? Hoys imay nesuas achiv aviv. If the mother was nesuas aviv, was married to his father, v'nisnes la'achiv me aviv, and then married his paternal brother, umes and died, zui imesh aim poitera sarasa. That's a case of Iman, that's not going to pater the tzara. Why not? Because Reuven had no business marrying this woman. The Kedushin wasn't even tied to this. Because Reuven and Shimon are brothers, so if this woman is married to Shimon's father, that means she's also married to Reuven's father. So Reuven just married Eshesaviv. Eshesaviv is not a marriage. As a result, there's no Yibum, there's no Tzara Serv. But in the event that Shimon's mother was only Anusas Aviv, Venisas La'achiv, and then she, the Anusas Aviv, of the Anusas Aviv married Achiv Me'aviv Umeis, and then the brother died, right? Reuven. So we imesh at Paitrasai Tzarasi. That's a case where you're going to have a Ptur Tzara, and Vafa Pisha Shanu Chacham Mishasenu Chamesh Esrei. And then Levi continued. Levi was mamish. He was very, very wordy. He didn't write this Balash and Ktzara like Rebbe wrote his Mishnah. He said that even though the Chacham said in their Mishnah, Chamesh Esrei Nashim, Yeshlanu Lahoysif, Sheish Esrei Kigoinzu. Couldn't have been more clear. So Rebbe said, Kimaduma Lisha Einloi Moyach Bekakadoi. So the Gemara says this. The postscript is that Levi said, I hear of Lamais and Zain Mishnah. He said, Ba'arichos. He went through it, he fleshed it out, and he said clearly that Imay Anusas Aviv is going to be an Erva. Zok the Gemara weiter. So, the first part of today's daf, and the second part of yesterday's daf, just to add a Yevamos Kenech, were Levi's Kasha that he asked Rabbi. That the Mishnah says, Chamesh Esrei Noshim, Poitris Arei Seim, B'chayra, I have a 16th. What was the 16th? It should have said, Imay Anus HaSavav. Tafyur Amid Beis, and into Daf Yud Aleph Amar Aleph, until we come to the sugya of Tzara Saita, which is on the bottom of Daf Yud Aleph Amar Aleph, the Gemara is going to discuss another question that an Amora asked with regards to an Erva that could have, would have, should have been mentioned in the Mishnah. The Amora that asked the question was Rish Lakish. The Amora that he asked the question to was Rabbi Yochanan. The question is really predicated on a halacha that requires a tiny bit of an introduction. And that is, Yibum begins with Reuven and Shimon that are brothers. Reuven dies, he leaves over no children. The halacha is, Shimon has a mitzvah of Yavam Yavah Yaleh, and if he doesn't do Yibum, so then the halacha is, he has a mitzvah of Chalitza. Right, that's the basic halacha of Yibum and Chalitza. What happens if one of the brothers does Yibum? So if one of the brothers does Yibum, so now it's over. The other brothers have nothing to do. One brother needs to do Yibum. What if when Reuven died, he left over three wives? It doesn't matter. One brother does Yibum with one wife. Now everything is over. What happens if one of the brothers does Chalitza? It's the same thing. So the halacha is, one brother doing chalitza, it knocks out all the zika from all the yavamin and all the yavamais, everything is going to be done. Everything is going to be over. There was a major machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, as we're about to learn right now. This is one of the key sugyas in Masechtas Yavamis, with regards to what happens in the event that chalitza was done. So we're not talking about Yibum now, we're talking about chalitza. We'll focus specifically and exclusively on chalitza. So one of the brothers did chalitza. What happens now to all these other Yevamos? What happens even to the Chalutza? Specifically, what happens to the Eishes Ach? Right? It's interesting. Because when Reuven died, and Reuven left over three wives, so these Yevamos, even though they were Eishes Achs, but there was a Heter Eishes Ach. There was a Zika. There was all the Dinim of Yevamos, which Mitzvasei Bekach is matter the Iser Eishes Ach. Now, a Chalitza was done. Once the chalitza was done, so now all of a sudden, there's no yibum anymore, there's no chalitza anymore, now everybody goes home. There's nothing anymore to do. The sugya is closed, it's over, there's nothing else to talk about. What happens to the Eishes Ach? Does the Eishes Ach come back? Does the Eishes Ach remain? Is there a difference between the chalitza and the other yivamas? Right, this is mamish, a very, very elementary question in the world of yivamas. Pasha, what happens to the Eishes Ach after the chalitza happens? It was a machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Now, one thing is clear. As it relates to the chalutza, the woman that received the chalitza, and the choylet, the yavam himself that did the chalitza, there's going to be no iser eishes ach between the two. So the yavam that did the chalitza, and the woman that received the chalitza, between the two of them, there's going to be no iser eishes ach. Does that mean they can get married after the chalitza? The answer is no. In fact, it's a chayvei lavin. There's a loisa say. It says in the Torah, v'niksha yevimtoi eilav le'enei askenim. We're describing chalitza. V'cholza nalui me'aragloi. V'yarka befanav, she's going to spin in front of him. V'ontza v'amran, she's going to say, kocha yeyase lo ish. Asher lo yivne es beis achiv. That this is what you're supposed to do to a person, asher lo yivne beis achiv. Chazal were bothered, asher lo yivne beis achiv. He's not in the future going to build beis achiv. Asher lo yibona beis achiv. Asher enoi. Why is it Asher lo yivne in the future? So the Gemara learns from here that kivan shaloi bana shuv lo yivne. We learn halacha that once someone does chalitza and he wasn't boina, he didn't build the house of his brother. Like the Ramban says, in lo chachzori is gedoy lemizu. Once a person doesn't do yibum, at that point shuv lo yivne, he has no right anymore to go ahead and to be boina. So kivan shaloi bana, once he wasn't boina, shuv lo yivne. Say Chazal. That, you know what the Torah just did? The Torah just said that all it is a chayvei lavin. Because if there's an Isra Eishes Ach after you do chalitza, so why would the Torah have to tell me, kivin shalai banu shuv layivna? This is an Isra Eishes Ach. What do I need the chayvei lavin for? There's a chayvei krisis. The Torah says there's no chayvei lavin anymore. Because there's no chayvei lavin, what there's going to be is, there's no chayvei krisis anymore. And because there's no chayvei krisis, therefore the Torah had to tell me that there's going to be a lot. So that's true for the Yavam that did chalitza and for the woman that received chalitza. The question is, what about everybody else? And that was a machloikis. Rabbi Yochanan held that once this chalitza done, the halacha is that all the Yavamos and all the Yavamin no longer have an Isra Eishes Ach. All they have is the loisase of kivan shalai bana shuv layivna. Reish Lakish says no. That no Isra Eishes Ach only falls off between the choylitz and the chalutza, but as it relates to the other brothers, or as it relates to the other yevamos, that iser eshazach is going to be choyzev and neir. It's going to return. It's going to come back. And the halach is at that point, if there's going to be a be'ilah, it's going to be a chayvei krisos, it's going to be a regular eshazach. So with that introduction, which is really the majority of the rest of the Gemara that we're about to learn, we almost spoke out the whole Gemara, says the Gemara, Amalei Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish told Rabbi Yochanan, Levi da'amad inamiktani, according to Levi, who listed a 16th erva in his Mishnah. What was the 16th erva? Anus HaSavim. And we said that Anus HaSavim really only works if you're willing to accept that the Mishnah is even going to be talking about a case where Reuven, who's the Achanes, was married to a woman that he wasn't supposed to marry. Where did the Gemara say it? Because we proved from the Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph that really, who's the Tana of the Mishnah? The Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. That means the Mishnah on Daf Beis also has to be Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds Ein Adam Noisei Anus HaSaviv. So how would it be possible to have Anus HaSaviv in the Mishnah if really Ein Adam Noisei Anus HaSaviv? In the Teretz Nis, it'd be possible to eat. So according to Levi, that holds the Inamik Tani, listen, I have another Erva. If someone's Chaylitz Yevimtai, somebody did Chalisa to Yevamav, Chaz Vekitcha, and then afterwards he married her. Now he wasn't allowed to marry her. Why not? Once a Yavam does chalitza to the Yavama, so kivan shalai bana, shuv la yivna. But he married her anyways. I wasn't allowed to. We know he wasn't allowed to. It was the E. He went ahead and he married someone that really he wasn't supposed to marry. Umeis b'lay banin, and now he dies. So you know what the halacha should be? The migu di'i asura. Being that she herself is going to be asur, tzarasa nami asira. So the halacha is that the tzara should be asur as well. So Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven was married, he died, he left over no children. Shimon and Levi now had a mitzvah to do Yibum and Chalitza. Shimon went, and Shimon did Chalitza. After Shimon did Chalitza, Shimon died. Now Shimon left over two wives. He left over the Chalutza, the woman that was Reuven's wife that he had done Chalitza on. He also left over another wife. Ordinarily, when Shimon dies, his wives fall Yibum to Levi. You know what the problem is? Is the chalutza of Shimon, the wife that was the erva to, that was the eshazach to Reuven, she, as soon as Shimon did chalutza, became an eshazach again to Levi, even before Shimon married her. So it comes out when Shimon married her, Shimon was marrying a woman that to him was a chayvei lav, and kimin shalai bana shuv la yivna, because he's the one that did the chalitza, but at the same time, to Levi was an eshesach. Being that now Shimon dies. When Shimon dies, he leaves over two yavamas. One is a woman that's his yavama, but was also Reuven's yavama. The other one was only Shimon's wife. Now the wife that was also Reuven's yavama can't become mutter liyibum when Shimon dies. The reason she can't become mutter liyibum when Shimon dies is because Shimon's death can be matter his eshesach, but can't be matter Reuven's eshesach. And she's an eshesach mitzad Reuven, because as soon as the chalitza was done between Shimon and this woman, the iser eshesach came back. So right now Shimon died, he left over two wives. One of the wives has two isurei eshesach, so to speak. The other one has just one eshesach. Which one has two? The one that was once Reuven's wife. Why is it a double eshesach to Levi? Because as soon as Shimon did chalitza, the isurei eshesach of Reuven came back without the heter of Yibum, and now she has Shimon's eshesach also. There's another woman that only has Shimon's eshesach. Shimon's eshesach can go away, but Reuven's eshesach can't go away. If that's the case, it's an eshesach shaloi b'makom mitzvah. Eshesach shaloi b'makom mitzvah is dachan erva, like eshesach shaloi b'ayoy b'ayoy. Is an erva. So if that's the case, Freik Rish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan, I have another Hechet Timtzo. It could have said a 16th case. What was the case? Where Shimon married his chalutza, then he died with no children. The halach is Shimon's chalutza because she was once Reuven's wife without the heter of Yibam, because the Israel Shesach, which is usually mutter, came back after the chalitza, is now going to be an Eshesach Shaloi b'makom mitzvah klapi Levi. There's another wife. It's going to pater the tzara. Now, if you hold the Eloi Katani, like Rebbe held the Eloi Katani, so that's why I wasn't mentioning the Mishnah. That's Pasha why we're not mentioning it. The reason we're not mentioning it is because it's only possible if Shimon goes and he marries a woman that he's not allowed to marry. because his chalutza, even though she's not an eish esach, but there's a chayvei lav and kivin shloy banu shov layivna. But the kasha was Levi the Omar the inamiktani. But Levi that would mention noisei adam anusas aviv. He held that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're not allowed to marry anusas aviv. But anusas aviv is one of the rais mentioned in the Mishnah. So obviously he holds the ikatani ayin Rashi who explains it. So if that's the case, even the ikatani. So why wouldn't you mention this as well? So who asked this question? Rish Lakish asked this question to Rabbi Yochanan. The names are very, very important in this Gemara. Amaleis Rabbi Yochanan told Rish Lakish, I'll tell you the teretz. You want to know why it wasn't mentioned? Lefisha ena b'tzaras tzar. Because it's not possible for this situation to end up being a tzaras tzar. What does that mean? It's true that Reuven's Yavama, who was Shimon's chalutza, is an erva. An erva shaloi b'mokim mitzvah, machmas de isha sach of Reuven, which would then make Shimon's other wife a tzaras erva. So it's true. You have a case of a 16th erva that's poitroys tzarei seyem. But it's not poitroys tzarei seyem. The reason is because there's no other brother that can go ahead and marry the tzaras erva. Because just like Shimon's other wife is a tzaras erva to Levi, if there was a Yehuda or a Yisachar Zvulun, like we had in yesterday's daf, or you can throw in any other brother, he would have the same exact problem. It would be the same tzaras erva. And just like the Gemara said on daf Gimel Amud Beis, that the Mishnah didn't mention tzaras soita and tzaras islandes, even though these are arayas that are poitra tzaras seyem, because it's ain't a bit tzaras sara. It's for that reason Rabbi Yochanan told Rish Lakish, the Mishnah didn't mention your case because it's ain't a bit tzaras sara. Kshmak akasha. And a geshmak teretz. Frek the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, why was that the teretz that you gave? Rabbi Yochanan could have said a better teretz. V'le malay, why didn't Rabbi Yochanan tell him, chai v'lavini, v'chai v'lavim, b'nei chalitza v'yibim nino? Now, who's this Rabbi Yochanan? We mentioned it briefly in the introduction. We're going to see it in a moment inside the Gemara. But Rabbi Yochanan, we said earlier, argues with Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan holds that once one Yavam does Chalitza, so then the Allah is the Isra Eshasach falls off of all the Yavamin and it falls off of all the Yavamas. So just like the Chalitza and the Chalutza is going to be a Kivan Shalaybana Shuvla Yivna, all it's going to be is a Chayvi Lavin, the same is going to be true for all the brothers and for all the Yavamas. If that's the case, she's not an Eshasach Shalaybamaka Mitzvah. Because once Shimon did Chalitza with Reuven's Yavama, so now the Yavama became a Chayvei Lavin to Shimon, and also a Chayvei Lavin to Levi, and Yehuda, and to all the other brothers. So all she is a Chayvei Lavin. If all she is a Chayvei Lavin, so she's not an Erev, she's not going to pat the Tzara. So Rabbi Yochanan knocked it out with a technicality, right? He said it trips up on a technicality. What's the technicality? It's Eina B'Tzara Tzara. Forget about Eina B'Tzara Tzara, it's dead on arrival. It doesn't even start. She's Nitkan Erva. You're assuming she's an Erva. Why? Oh, Rish Lakish L'Shitasa, who holds it's only the Chayus and the Chalutza. They have the Chayvi Lavin, but everybody else is really Bechayvi Krisis, it's an Eshesach, that's good. But according to Rabbi Yochanan Shitasa, again, if it was someone else that answered the question, if Rabbi Avol was the one that answered the question, Rabbi Lazar, nobody would have a problem. But it was Rabbi Yochanan that answered the question. So why did Rabbi Yochanan say it? So the Gemara says the Pashta Teretz, Ludvarov Kamarle. He was talking to Reish Lakish. He said, Lididi, according to me, Reish Lakish, you know the question doesn't start. Because Chayvi Lavin, Bechayvi Lavin, Bnei Chalitza V'Yibim Ninu. Once it's a Chay, once Chayvi Lavin is Bnei Chalitza V'Yibim, and all it is a Chayvi Lavin. Elo Lididi. You mean the question l'shitascha? Chayvei krisis nino? I hear abul fisha ena b'tzara sara. I mean that it's ena b'tzara sara. It's for that reason it's not going to be a problem. So we just mentioned the machloikas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish regarding someone that does chalitza. Right? We went a little bit backwards. Once we see Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, then if you look back at the Gemara in the top of the Amid, it's going to be very, very geshmak. But we were going in order. Really, we're not up to talking about Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. We're discussing the chamesha serinashim. Why not 16? Levi's kasha. Reish Lakish's kasha. Reish Lakish's question was predicated on a machloikis Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. So the Gemara now is going to present that machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Itmar, achoylus liyavimta. If someone does chalitza tizyavam, v'chaz avikitsha, and then he marries her again. I'm Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish says, hueni chayiv ala chalutza kars. He's not chayiv kars. Because once you do chalitza, there's no way it's shesach. There's no way it's shesach if you want to do yibum. And if you do chalitza, the shesach remains gone. Therefore, there's no chiyuv karis. However, the other brothers that didn't do chalitza, if they're boiled the chalutza, chayav and al chalutza karis. Not just that, al tzara, if anyone is going to be boiled, the tzara, meaning the other yavama that didn't have the chalitza done to her, bein hu, bein achin, doesn't matter if it's the chaylitz or it's one of the brothers, chayav anal tzara karis, everyone's going to be chayav karis. Yechen amr, yechen and argues, he holds that once chalitza is done, bein hu, u bein achin, enon chayav and loyal chalutza karis, for loyal tzara karis. Once this chalitza that all the yavama and all the yavamas, doesn't matter who it is, there's no eshazach, my time with Rish Lakish, where it says, why is Rish Lakish hold that when it comes to the chaylitz and the chalutza, there's no karis. The Amakra, the pasuk says, "Ashel lo yivna," and we learn from there, "Kivin shalai bana shuv lo yivna." That's the loisa say that we mentioned. Says the Gemara, "Iyu who the kaiba lo yivna." He's the one that did the lo yivna, meaning he's the one that did the chalitza. It's regarding him that we say, "Kocha ye yasa lo ish ashel lo yivna is peis achiv." It's dafke him, aval achiv ki dekaimi kaimi. It's regarding the brothers; they never did anything. No one ever screamed, "Kocha ye yasa lo ish," with regards to the brothers. So there's no lo yivna, and vala dida who the kaiba lo yivna. It's only her. You didn't do yibam on her. She's the one you did chalitza. So regarding her, there's going to be a chayv ilav. Not tzara get the kaima kaima. But as it relates to the tzara, it's not going to be the case. Rabbi Yochanan, what is Rabbi Yochanan hold? So why is Rabbi Yochanan, once there's a chalitza done, that all the yavam and all the yavamas are going to have this halacha? Because Rabbi Yochanan held mi yekamidi. The mikari boy high cholitz, we boy high cholitz, we boy la high cholitz, we boy la high cholitz. The ashta koya lo bekaris doesn't make sense. As soon as the yavam is fully yibum, there's no eshazach. Now you did chalitza, and the chalitza brought back the eshazach. How does the chalitza bring back the eshazach? Must be, there's no eshazach. What is it? There's a chayv ilavin. Where's the chayv ilavin? Where's the kivin shaloi bana shuv leyivna bishlem the chaylates and this chalutza here? But where's it for everybody else? Ella says Rabbi Yochanan, one of the most important lines in Yavamis. Iyu shlichusa da achim ka'avchit. And ihi shlichusa da tzara ka'avta. Says Rabbi Yochanan, that you want to know how Yibam works? The one brother that does chalitza is acting as an agent. He's acting as a shlich of the other brothers. And the one Yavama that receives the chalitza, she's acting as a shliach, as an agent of the other yavamais. So it's true, one yavam, one yavama, one chaylitz, one chalutza. But at the end of the day, shluchay shaladon kamaisai, it works with dinei shlichos. And if it works with dinei shlichos, it's not just one brother that did chalitza, all the brothers that did chalitza. And it's not just one yavama that received the chalitza, all the yavamas received the chalitza. So we can very accurately say, regarding all of these brothers and sisters, that kocha yeyasa lo ish, Ashelo Yivne as base achin, and that's where Rabbi Yochanan holds that regarding all of them, no karis, because the karis is gone, it has it coming back. And regarding all of them, you're gonna have the lav of Kivan Shalaibana Shuvla Yivna. Incidentally, is this lav of Kivan Shalaibana Shuvla Yivna a legitimate lav? Like it's a real, real loisase? So if you look in the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvot, Rambam doesn't mention it. It's not mentioned anywhere in the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos. Stating that, the Ramban, in the end of the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos, so he has a whole list of mitzvahs that he believes that the Rambam left out. It's called the Shikchas HaEsen and the Shikchas HaLavin. The Shikchas HaEsen are the Esen that the Ramban believed the Rambam omitted, and the Shikchas HaLavin are the ones that were the Lavin that he believed the Rambam omitted. Mitzvah Yud Dalet and Shikchas HaLavin is this Loisaseh. The Ramban says the Rambam didn't mention anywhere in the Sefer HaMitzvos the Lav that once a person does Chalitza, and of course we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, so all the Yavamin and all the Yavamois are going to be now a Chayvei Lavin of Kivin Shalaybana Shuv LaYivna. It's not mentioned anywhere in the Rambam. The Ramban says it's Pashit, it's a regular Loisaseh in the Torah. It's another Lav that we have here in the Mitzvah of Yibam. You have the Mitzvah Saseh, Yavam Yavi Yolel, a little bit of Raid, the man's Mitzvah, and also the woman's Mitzvah. You have, of course, the loisaseh of loisia isha sameis achutza leishzar. You have chalitza. Is chalitza a mitzvah or not? So we didn't even get into that. It's a whole parak called mitzvah chalitza. Certainly sounds like it's a mitzvah. But we have another loisaseh that's included and tucked away in the parish of Yibam, which the Ramban counted in his Taryag mitzvahs. And that's this lav of kivan shaloibana shuv lo yifne. So just one ha'ara, one raid bite, as it relates to not so much today's daf, but really yesterday's daf and the day before's daf and tomorrow's daf. And it's really a ha'ara that touches on some of the lumdis and it gets involved in some of the gemaras and the dinim that we are going to learn together, Be'ezus Hashem, here in Mesachtes Yavamos. It's mavur in many places in Mesachtes Yavamos that according to Rabbi Akiva, that holds that Kiddushin is not toifes b'chayvei lavin. If a chayvei lavin falls liyibum, the halach is going to be that there's going to be no yibum and there's going to be no chalitza. So what does this mean? So we have to take a step back And we have to reacquaint ourselves, because it's been many years, to the machloikis between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, as it relates to when we say that if a man tries to marry a woman, Kedas Moish of Yisrael, that he's not really allowed to marry, that the Kedushin is Toifis, and when we say that the halach is that the Kedushin is not Toifis. So the halach is like this. There are many, many women that a man is not allowed to marry. Stating that, if he would marry her, b'di'evet, the Kedushin would be chal. What does it mean, the Kedushin is chal? If she wants to get married to somebody else, she can't. She's an Eishes Ish. She would have to have a get. If the man dies and leaves over no children, she would fall yibum. The only time that if someone marries someone that he's not allowed to marry, we say the Kedushin is not Toifis, is in the event that this woman is an Erva. She's a Chayve Krisos. The halacha is Kedushin is not Toifis, but Chayve Krisos. That's the halacha. So if somebody tries to marry his sister, his daughter, Im Chamoisoi, any one of the Arayas, the halacha is the Kedushin is not Toifis. Not only is the Kedushin not Toifis, in the event that there would be a Bia and they would have a child, the child would be a Mamzer. But this is true not for all these Surei Bia, it's only true for Chayvei Krisos. Stating that there's a Das Yochid in Shas, it's the Shita of the Heilige Tana Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva held that just like Kedushin is not Toifis by Chayvei Krisos, and just like if someone engages in Bia with the Chayvei Krisos and fathers a child, that child is going to be a Mamzer. The same is true, says Rabbi Akiva, for Chayvei Lavin. Rabbi Akiva's shita is that Kedushin is not Toifis b'chayve lavin. Rabbi Akiva's shita is that if someone has a child through a chayve lavin, the child is going to be a mamzer. In other words, very, very superficially, Rabbi Akiva seemed to equate a chayve lavin to a chayve krisis. And just like the Chachamim hold chayve krisis, Kedushin is not Toifis, chayve krisis, the child is going to be a mamzer. In Rabbi Akiva's world, the same is true even for a chayve lavin, certainly for a chayve krisis. But the same is going to be true for a chayve lavin as well. It's with that introduction that we can understand why the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Akiva, if a chayve lavin would fall yibum, let's just pick one example of a chayve lavin. A grusha fell yibum to a kain hadid. So there's Reuven and Shimon are brothers, they're also Kayhanim, and Reuven is married to a Grusha, and now this Grusha is falling Liyibum to Shimon. Reuven was never allowed to be married to the Grusha, that was not okay. Shimon now is really not allowed to be married to a Grusha either, but the bottom line is that the halacha is, if a Chayvei Lavin falls Liyibum, according to the Chachamim, you can't do Yibum, but you do Chalitza. According to Rabbi Akiva, that a Chayvei Lavin is treated like a Chayvei Krisos, so the halacha is going to be that there's going to be no Yibum and there's going to be no Chalitza. This is something that the Gemara mentioned on the bottom of Daf Tesam and Aleph. This is something that's axiomatic throughout the entire Masechtas Yevamos, that according to Rabbi Akiva, that Kedusha is not Toifis by Chayvei Lavin. According to Rabbi Akiva, that if someone's boiled a Chayvei Lavin, the Vlad's going to be a Mamzer. Hadar Dina, that a Chayvei Lavin is like a Chayvei Krisos, and just like a Chayvei Krisos is Potem and a Chalitza and a Yibum at Soifa Oilam, so too, the same is going to be true, that a Chayvei Lavin is going to be Potem and a chalitza, and a chayvei lavin is going to be potem and a yibum. Freit Tosfos on the bottom of Daf Tesamad Aleph, a bombakash. Freit Tosfos, I don't understand. It's true that Rabbi Akiva holds that a chayvei lavin is like a chayvei krisos. Stating that, it was mavur in the beginning of the Masechta that if a say would be doicha lois asei sheyesh by karis, then without a pasik of aleha, we would assume that you could do Yibum on a Chayvei Krisos, right? The Gemara on Daf Gimel Amud Beis Porta Braisa. There's no Yibum and there's no Chalitza by an Erva. Why is there no Yibum and Chalitza by an Erva? Because it says Aleo and it says Aleo. And we learn that from the Drosh of Aleo, Aleo, that there's no Yibum and there's no Chalitza when it comes to a Chayvei Krisos. Frey, the Gemara, time of the cause of Rachman Aleo. Halaf, Hachi, but had it not said Aleo, I would have thought that there would be Yibum by a Chayvei Krisos. How could there be Yibum by a Chayvei Krisos? Yibum's an Ase. Chayvei Krisos is a Lois Ase Sheyesh by Karis. The In Ase, Doich Lois Ase Sheyesh by Karis. And the Gemara went through Daf Gimel Amud Beis, Daf Dalo, Daf Hei, Daf Vov, Daf Zayin, into Daf Ches to answer this great Sakasha. Meaning, it's Mavu in the Gemara. Bishloim, if Ase would be Doich Lois Ase Sheyesh by Karis, I would understand why I need Aleo to tell me that there's no Yibum the chalitza by an erva. But being that I say is not doich alois, I say sheyesh by karas, so l'chura, I shouldn't need a pasik. So why do I need a leah? And the Gemara to come on to reasons. Hoyl v'ishteri ishteri, hekesh ed rab yoyna, erva gufa loit zrich akra. The bottom line is, it was mavur in the Gemara, that if I say would be doich alois, I say sheyesh by karas, the halacha is, it would be Mitzarasvara, you would think there should be Yibum by a Chayve Krisus, and it would certainly explain why we needed a letter to tell me that Lefi HaEmes, there's no Yibum by a Chayve Krisus. As if that's the case, Freik Toises V'Temelari. Rabbi Akiva's Chayve Lavin, even though he holds that Chayve Lavin is like Tafsi Bakadushin, and even though he holds that a child that's born from a Chayve Lavin is going to be a Mamzer, but at the end of the day, all it is a Chayve Lavin. And the halach is, Asei doichalois aseh. Even Rabbi Akiva agrees that Asei is doichalois aseh, despite the fact Rabbi Akiva seemed to have really upgraded what a chayvi lavin is in our eyes. But at the same time, he agrees that there's something called Asei doichalois aseh. It's freitoi sakasha. Who cares that Rabbi Akiva holds kedushas natoifas b'chayvi lavin? And why does it matter that Rabbi Akiva holds that if someone's boil a chayvi lavin, the vlad's going to be a mamzer? That's a reason there should be no yibam v'chalitza. It's mavur in the Gemara that a chayvi kris is gufa. If Asei would have been doichalois aseh sheyesh b'karis, would have had no yibam, would have had yibam in chalitza. So according to Rabbi Akiva, chayvi lavin is like a chayvi kris. Oh, but at the end of the day, Asei is doicha chayvi lavin. So if Asei is doicha chayvi lavin, yovei Asei di yivama yovei ala, and it should be doicha the chayvi lavin, and if that's the case, there should be yibum. It's freik toisviz. Why does it matter that chayvi lavin is like chayvi krisos? No niach, it's like a chayvi krisos. Let's make that hanacha. Let's take that leap of faith. But at the end of the day, I have an essay doicha lois essay. And just like Rabbi Akiv, just like the Chachamim, it's mavur, that even by a chayvi krisos, if Asei was doicha lois essay, sheyesh b'karis, the halacha is there would be yibum. Because you would say, Asei doicha lois essay, sheyesh b'karis, hagam, it's not tafsi kedushan by a chayvi krisos. Hagam, there's a vlad mamza by a chayvi krisos. But at the end of the day, because of Asei Doicha Lois Asei, you would say that there's a mitzvah of Yibum. So if that's the case, according to Rabbi Akiva, Chayvei Lavin, where you have Asei Doicha Lois Asei, the halacha should be that there should be Yibum. Why is it mavur throughout Yevamis that there's no mitzvah of Yibum by Chayvei Lavin according to Rabbi Akiva? That's Toisus Kasha, and Toisus Bleib Sarachin. The Avni Meluim, the Baal Ktsois HaChoshin, in Simen Yud Ches, if Cotton Aleph, says a Teretz Nifla to Toisus Kasha. But before he answers this Tosfos Kasha, we have to introduce another Tosfos Kasha. And that Tosfos, again, is a big Yisoid on Daf Ches Amud Beis. So the Gemara over there brought the Drosh of Rebbe. Rebbe didn't learn the halacha of Tzaras Erva from Litzror, but rather Rebbe learned the halacha of Tzaras Erva from Ulukacha Loi Li'isha V'Yibma. Ulukacha V'Yibma, to teach me the halacha of Tzaras Erva. And the Gemara asked the Kasha, according to the Chachamim that learned Tzaras Erva from Litzror, so what do they do with the Lukacha Loi Li'isha V'Yibma? So the Gemara says, you want to know what the Chachamim darshan from a Lukacha? Melamed she'megarsha v'get the machzir. Meaning, what would be if a man did Yibum, and then after he did Yibum, he divorced his wife? Now he wants to remarry his wife. Is he allowed to remarry his wife, or is he not allowed to? Ulukacha teaches me shemegarsha beget umachzira, that if he wants to remarry her, he's allowed to remarry her. Why is it a chiddush? The reason it's a chiddush is because we could have had a havamino that it's true when a person does yibum, even though technically the yivam is an eshesach, but yivam is lets us look away from the eshesach. But that only helps us as long as they're married. But once they're not married anymore, once they get divorced, so at that point, maybe the iser eshesach would come back. And if the iser eshesach would come back, so maybe we wouldn't be able to marry her back. Because at this point, she's going to be a nerva. Shaloi b'makom mitzvah. So I need a lekacha loy le'isha to teach me, shemegash v'get a machzira, that the iser eshesach does not come back, that it's going to be mutter. In other words, without a pasuk, there would have been a havamina, that maybe after the yibum, the eshesach comes back. When? After Gerushin. So that maybe if you megarish her, you're not letting marry her back. Kamash malon, lukacha loy leisha, she's a regular wife. And just like a wife, if you divorce her, you have a right to marry her back. You could be machzir yushal. So too, this woman, this yavama, megarish her beget the machzir. Frey tois was a gevaldige kasha. If the Gemara had a havamina, that even though there's a heter eshesach by yibum, but maybe the heter eshesach is only b'makom yibum, but once the yibum passes, at that point, there's no heter eshesach anymore, and therefore there would have been a havamina that once this man divorces his wife, if he divorces his wife, this eshesach comes back. So says Tosfos. So why is the Gemara saying I only need a lekacha loy le'isha the yibma to teach me that you can marry her back if you divorce her, that you can be machzir grushasa? Say much better. Say that without a lekacha loy le'isha, I would have thought that after the bi'ah rishayna, at that point it should be aser. Why? Because the mitzvah's yibum is only the first beer. After the first beer, there's no mitzvah's yibum anymore. So how do I know the mitzvah's yibum is only the first beer? Maybe the second beer, there's also a mitzvah. I know it because the Gemara says that according to the Chachamim, Chai ve'labim is chai letzis v'loi misyabem. It's right, the Gemara, why can't you do yibum? Why can't you do yibum by chai ve'labim? Say, I say, deich alois, I say. And what was the Gemara's terence? Gzeiru beer rishonu at the beer shniyah. Because it's only the beer rishonu where you're going to have the essay. On the beer shniyah, you're not going to have the essay anymore. So you see that the mitzvah of yibum is only the beer rishonu. So it's a kashna. If there's a havamina that the ish asach comes back, so then l'chayro, the Gemara should have said better, that I need a l'kachaloi l'isha to teach me that there's a heter beer shniyah. Because without that, maybe I would have thought there's a mitzvah yibum. Once the mitzvah yibum passes, at that point, the Isra Eish Asach comes back. Why is the Chiddush and why is the Havamina only that the Isra Eish Asach would come back after he divorces his wife? What does divorcing his wife have to do with anything? L'chayr, it's once the Mitzvah Yibum passes. The Mitzvah Yibum passes after the first beer. It's fake Taisvis. He doesn't understand. V'teima. I don't understand this Gemara. If the Gemara has a Havamina that the Eish Asach comes back, then the Havamina should be that it comes back noch the beer Rishayna. So I should need a Pasik already for the beer Shniyah. And it's before the Gemara. You don't need a pasuk for the beer shniyah. You only need a pasuk if you want to be machzik rishasa. I don't understand why. So Tosfos says a teretz. Tosfos says that beer shniyah lo tzricha kra. You know why? It's svar. It's logical. Because it's not mistabed that the Torah would tell a person, go ahead, do a beer, and then afterwards, the ishus is over. It's not mistabed. It's just not mistabed that would be the mitzvah of Yibum. Can't be. So it must be that when the Torah gave a mitzvah of Yibum, the Torah meant get married and stay married. And even though really it's only the beer Rishonah that's a mitzvah, or because Kenet Zayin Zoktoy, it's just not possible. So in Meglach, that's the mitzvah of Torah. The Rocher Darchi Noyam, the Chon Lesi Vaisei Shalom, this is inconsistent with everything in the Torah, with all Dvarim of Kedusha. It's not possible that that's what the Torah wants. The Torah wants you to do just one nice beer and that's it. So it must be that when the Torah said Yavam Yavayla, it means you get married and it's Chal Anishos, which is of course what Yibum is. It's Anishos, not just the beer, it's Anishos. So it's Chal Anishos. Now, if he divorces his wife, that's ready. A whole other story. So you wonder if you can remarry her? I don't know. For now, I need a pasuk to teach me that Magar should get a machzir. But to tell me that I need a pasuk for a biyah shniyah, that's not true. You certainly wouldn't need a pasuk for a biyah shniyah. That's Tosfos Teretz. Zokt Avni Meluim in this piece in Yud Ches Aleph that Tosfos said a teretz in Svara. Tosfos said a quote unquote balabatish a teretz. But Zokt Avni Meluim, I think the teretz is much sharper. I think the teretz is much more yosaidistic. That is, there's a Gemara later in Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Mem Tes. The Gemara over there is discussing the halacha, how a mamzer can be born. So where does a mamzer come from? A mamzer comes from a bias iser of chayvi krisos. So if someone's boy of chayvi krisos has a child, that child is a mamzer. The Gemara says, stating that hakol moedim, everybody agrees, bebalanita, that if someone's balanita and has a child, the child is not a mamzer. Meaning, if a child is born from a nita, the child is not a mamzer. I is a chayvi krisos. Hakol moedim bebalanita, that the child is not a mamzer. And the Gemara says, why not? The reason is because it's tafsi ba kedusha. Because if somebody be mekadesh a nita, the kedusha would be taifas. In other words, the Gemara is saying that the only time a child is a mamzer, and the only reason the child is a mamzer, is because if the man and woman would have tried to have gotten married, the Kedushin wouldn't be Taifas. However, in the event the Kedushin's Taifas, even if it's a Chayvei Krisos, the halach is that that child is not going to be a mamzer. Therefore, being that if someone's Mekadosh and Nida, the child's not a mamzer, so Zok the Gemara, Hakom Eidem Bebal Anida, that the Vlad is not going to be a mamzer. Zok Rashi, how do you know that if someone's Mekadosh and Nida, the child, the Kedushin's Chal? Chteisa. Maybe if someone's Mekadosh and Nida, it's not Chal. Just like all the other arayas, it's not chal. So maybe it's not chal. And if it's not chal, then if someone's bal anida, the child should be a mamzer. So Rashi, it's poshut if someone's mekadesh anida, the kedushin's chal. You know how I know that? The reason I know that is because what happens when a woman becomes anida? She stays married. If kedushin wouldn't be toifis on anida, then when a woman would become anida, her marriage would be over. And the man would have to be Mekadesher again. From the fact, Zok Rashi, that when a woman becomes a Nida, she stays married. Zoysay Meres, Nida's not a steer to Kedushin. So if Nida's not a steer to Kedushin, if someone wants to be Mekadesher Nida, the Kedushin's going to be Toifis, and that's Pshat in the Gemara, that Hakol Moedem Bebala Nida, that the child is not going to be a Mamzer. Zok to Avni Meluim, it's Mevur in this Gemara in Yevam, Estapem Tesam and Beis, and in Shitas Rashi, the way he explains the Gemara, that in the event that you had a situation where you were married to someone and then that woman became a woman that if you tried marrying her, you wouldn't be able to marry her. She'd be a woman that's like Tafsik Ba Kedushin. Then if that Metzias came about during the marriage, it would be Paka the Kedushin. Does like Rashi. Rashi says, you know I know Kedushin's Taifas Benida? Because you know I know you can be Mekadesh Anida? Because if a woman becomes a Nida, she doesn't become Ois Mekudeshes. Meaning, because if it wouldn't be Chal Kedushin, then if she would become a Nida, she would be Ois Mekudeshes. So what do you see clearly? You see that if there's a woman that you know for sure is like Tafsi Kedushin, like all the Arayas, if a woman would become an Erev in the middle of a marriage, they wouldn't need to get Kedas Moshe of Yisrael. It'd be done. The marriage would be Paka. It would be over. Because just like it's not Tafsi Kedushin, so to a Dipaki Kedushin. The two Atoli Zebezeh, Azoi Shtei in Rashi Yevomis, and then the Perak Acholetz, in Mesechtes Yevomis, Tzim Tzaitamol, and Daf Mem Tessam Ebeis. Zok Davni Miluim, Lefize Yeh Shloim Aradover Nifl. Tais asked the Kasha, Tais has wanted that, why is it that the Heter Eish Hazach is true even for the Biyah Shneir? The first Biyah, I understand, is a Heter Eish Hazach. But the Biyah Shneir, why is there a Heter Eish Hazach? And even the Gemara that needed a pasuk to tell me that the Eish Hazach doesn't come back, it was only to tell me that if the Yavam divorces his wife, Megarsh Megera Machzira, then it doesn't come back. However, to tell me that after the Biyah Rishayna, the Eish Hazach doesn't come back, for that we didn't need a pasuk. So, you want to know why? I'm going to tell you why. Because if the Eish Hazach would come back after the Biyah Rishayna, so you know what would happen? Right now, she's an Eish Hazach. Eish Hazach is an Erva. You can't be Mekadosh an Eish Hazach Shaloi B'Makom Mitzvah. If you can't be Mekadosh an Eish Hazach Shaloi B'Makom Mitzvah, if a woman becomes an Eish Hazach Shaloi B'Makom Mitzvah, the Kiddushin is going to be Paka. So essentially what you're saying is that Tema Freik Toysfis, what I want is that maybe there should be a Mitzvah Zivama Yavo Yolel, and then the Eish Hazach comes back. Zok Tik Tzois, Toysfis, essentially what you're saying is, you want there to be a mitzvah yibum, go ahead and be kind to this woman, do a mitzvah, and then immediately after, paka, it should go away. Zok Tav Lum, that can't happen. You know why? Because there's one more Gemara. There's a Gemara Masechta Sadarim, Tav Chav Tes Amar Aleph. The Gemara says, what happens if a man goes over to a woman and says, Hayoim at ishti, umachar I at ishti. I want to be married to you today, abanish margin. Hayoim at ishti, umachar I at ishti. Gemara says, Eina Mekudeshes, you can't do this. Why not? Zok the Ran in the Darim and Daf Chav Tesam and Aleph. He says the reason is because even though you find this concept of a kinyan lezman, kinyan l'shah, right? You can have something for a certain amount of time, but the way kinyan lezman works in Lamdis is it's a kinyan peiris. You own the peiris, you don't own the goat. So if somebody owns the peiris of a field for a year, it's not because he owns the field for that year. He owns the peiris. All it is a kinyan peiris. Kinyan ishus is a kinyan aguf. It doesn't have kinyan peiros. In Shas, we have a machloikis, kinyan peiros, kinyan aguf, lavki kinyan aguf, machloikis, Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish. There's no such thing as a kinyan peiros of ishus. In ishus, either you have a kinyan or you don't have a kinyan. It has to be a kinyan aguf. And that's why hayoyim at ishti, umachar iat ishti, is not a kedushin. Zok tavim lum, that's the teres of Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos asked the Kasha, that why don't we need a pasuk to tell me that after the Maisa Yibum, after the Biyah Rishayna, that there's a heter Eish Hazach for the Biyah Shneir. If you see in the Gemara, there's a Havamina that Megarsha Megera Machzira, that I need a pasuk Ulukacha Loi Leisha, so Lucharesh, you need a pasuk for the Biyah Shneir also. Because once the Biyah Rishayna happens, there's no mitzvah anymore. So the Tzois, it couldn't be that way. Because if the Iser Eish Hazach would have came back, that means the whole Yibam would be a chuk of a tlula. Because it would be a yoy matishti umachar I atishti. And a yoy matishti umachar I atishti is nishkan nishos. It's a Gemara Nadarim, Chavtes Amid Aleph. And it's mavur that is not an ishos. And Yibam has to be an ishos. Not a maisos beer. It's a maisa ishos. And because it's a maisa ishos, you can't have an ishos just for a day. There's no such mitzios. And being that you can't have an ishos just for a day, and it's already and get back in the mitzvah of Yibum, that as soon as the Biyah, which is the Maisa Ishus, happens, it's going to be Paka the Ishus. So it comes out as an Ishus as man. An Ishus as man is this kind of Ishus. If it's not an Ishus, it's not a Yibum. If it's not a Yibum, then it can't be that the Iser Eish Hazach comes back after the Biyah Rishayna. So it's Pashim, what it says in the Torah, Yavama Yavo Yaleh, Machan Ishus, it must be that it's not going to be, the Iser Eish Hazach is not going to come back. Because if the Iser Eish Hazach is going to come back, that means she's going to be an Erva. If she's an Erva, it's going to be Paka the Kedushin. How do you know it's going to be Paka the Kedushin? Rashi Yavamas Memtas Amadeis. If it's going to be Paka the Kedushin, that means the whole Kedushin was only Lizman. If the Kedushin was Lizman, it's not a Kedushin. How do I know that? The Ran and the Dorim, Chavtas Amadalev. So it's not possible. At the end of the day, Torah said do an ishus. So if Torah said do an ishus, bal karchach, it must be that this ishus is an ishus la'olam, and if it's an ishus la'olam, it must be that the Israel Shazach doesn't come back. Because if the Israel Shazach is going to come back, then that means that it's going to be Pakat the Kedushin, it's going to be Pakat the Kedushin, it's going to mean the Ishus was never an Ishus. Because Hayoim Atishti, Yomachar Iyatishti, even for Hayoim, the Ishus is not going to be an Ishus. Zok Tiktois, Zok Tavi Meluim. That if that's the case, Yesh Loimah, that's a Teretz of Tosfos Kasha in the bottom of Daf Tesam and Aleph as well. Tosfos asked the Kasha, he said, Vetem, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's Mavu in the Gemara, is the Rabbi Akiva, because he holds that a Chayvi Lavin is like a Chayvi Krisos, so it's for that reason there's no Yibam and there's no Chalitza when it comes to a Chayvi Lavin. Frank Tosfos, why not? Say, I say, Doichaloy, I say. And the way all the Achroinim, Rabbarach Berim, Birch Shmuel, and Marana Griz in the Briskerov and Sefer, the way that Mazbat Tosfos Kasha, the way we were Mazbat Tosfos Kasha. And that is because it's Mavu in the Gemara that if I say would have been Doichaloy, I say, Shiach by Kars, we wouldn't have cared about Chayvi Krisos. So, no, over here, I say, is Doichaloy, I say. So, even if Chayvi Lav is like a Chayvi Krisos, we wouldn't have cared about Chayvi Krisos if there was a say Doichaloy, I say. So, why should we care about Chayvi Lav? Tosfos asked this Kasha, and Tosfos replied, Sarachian, and fit. It's true, according to Rabbi Akiva, there's an Aseh Doichaloy Saseh. Oh, but the Aseh Doichaloy Saseh is only going to work for the Bi'er Rishayin, right? Even the Chachamim hold that Chayvei Lavin is Chayletzes V'loy Nesiyah Be'emes, Gzeiru Bi'er Rishayinah, Atu Bi'er Shniyah. So really, it's only going to be for the Bi'er Rishayinah that you're going to have Aseh Doichaloy Saseh. What's going to happen for the Bi'er Shniyah? The Bi'er Shniyah, at that point, she's going to be a regular Chayvei Lavin. And if she's going to be a regular Chayvei Lavin, and you're not going to have the Tchiyah, if she's going to be a regular Chayvei Lavin, so now it's going to be Paka the Kedushin. You know why it's going to be Paka the Kedushin? Because just like if it be Chal Erev, according to the Chachamim, in the middle of a marriage, the whole marriage would go. So too, according to Rabbi Akiva, if it's Chal Chayvei Lavin in the middle of the marriage, the whole marriage is going to go. Because this is the Rabbi Akiva Shita, that Chayvei Lavin is like a Chayvei Krisos. So it's true for the first Bi'er, you're good. Because the first First, we have a say doichaloy saseh. Oh, but what's about the tzveita bia? The tzveita bia, you don't have a say doichaloy saseh. For the tzveita bia, it's going to be hodor din, and you're going to have the chayvei lavin. And even though, just to speak this out, the ishus ach doesn't come back, like Amni Melum said to answer Tosfos Kasha and Daf Ches on the days, that's because that's the Ikar Mitzvah's Yibum. The Ikar Mitzvah's Yibum is that the ishus ach goes away forever in order to create a Yibum. But to do a Yibum in a case of a chayvei lavin, that chayvei lavin's coming back. Why wouldn't it come back? Where's it going? There's no Mitzvah's Yibum that says the chayvei lavin goes back. Mitzvah's Yibum says Eishes Ach doesn't come back. But the Mitzvah's Yibum doesn't say Chayvei Lavin comes back. Who said you have it right? You want to try to figure out, doing all the math and all your Cheshbonos and Shas, if you can make Yibum work by Chayvei Lavin. You could for the Bi'er Rishayin, Zok Tiktzos. Oh, but the Bi'er Shniyah you can't do. Because the Bi'er Shniyah, the Chayvei Lavin is going to come back. And once the Chayvei Lavin comes back, it's Paka the Kedushin. If it's Paka the Kedushin, then it was never a Yibum. Because Hayoyim Atishti, Machrei Atishti. That's why there's no Yibum. And there's no Chalitza, Zok Tiktzos. According to Rabbi Akiva, what's the kasha? Say, I say, doichalois, I say, that's going to help me for the Bi'er Rishayna. That's not going to help me for the Bi'er Shniyah. And if it's not going to help me for the Bi'er Shniyah, that means the Chayvei Lavin's coming back for the Bi'er Shniyah. And if the Chayvei Lavin's coming back for the Bi'er Shniyah, it comes out, it's going to be Paka the Kedushin. And if it's Paka the Kedushin, that means the Kedushin was never a Kedushin. In this case, the Yibum was never a Yibum. If the Yibum was never a Yibum, that's why it doesn't work. Again, this is a Festa Avni Meluim. This is classic Shabbat classic and the Oivam Yeshivas. It touches on so many different sugyas that we're just, again, reacquainting ourselves with. So, Be'ezus Hashem, as we continue moving along and we become more familiar with Rabbi Akiva Shita and we revisit Be'ezus Hashem, this Tosfos on the bottom of Daf Tes Amud Aleph. By the way, these two Tosfos Kashas that we just mentioned, the one on Daf Ches Amud Beis about Bi'er Shniyah, why doesn't this Eishes Ach come back? And the one on the bottom of Daf Tes Amud Aleph, why quote Rabbi Akiva, is there no Yibum V'chalitza by Chayvei Lavin? Say, I say, Doichaloy, I say. These are very similar to Rabbi Kivegas Kasha that we spoke at in the end of Daf Ches. These are not just Kashas, but these are Mafteichos. They're literally Shlislach. They're the mafteach to all the lamdas of Masechtas Yevamos. And really, it's from these kashas and others that all the achreinish raid and all the brichah shmuls and all the festa lamdas of Yevamos with the whole aura of Yevamos comes from. It's really these kashas that bring out a lot of these raids. These are very, very important types. I didn't think we can pass them through. This Avni Meluim is classic. There's a lot to talk about with the Avni Meluim. There's a lot of auras to be ma'orer. The income of Kermel Harich, Be'ezus Hashem, will revisit this.